The glorious thing about Camp O'Donnell was it had water.
Uh-huh.
You could get... You sometimes had to stand in line for hours because the spigots were not everywhere. But from the time we got there until we left a couple of months later, we did have enough water to drink.
Now, when you say a couple of months later, this is actually you're just going to go on to another prison
right.
camp, aren't you?
Right.
And another prison camp.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, of course, we don't want to give the story away, but we might as well tell the people, you're going to be shipped all the way back to the motherland, back in Japan and Korea when the war is over.
Right.
The conditions as you went to your second camp, and you called that, I had in my notes...
Cabana Tuan was
yes.
the second one.
Were the conditions better or worse than...
Far better. In fact, I think the reason they moved us from O'Donnell to Cabana Tuan was they began to realize how this was going to look in the history books. They were losing thousands of Filipinos who were just across the road from us, and they lost over 2,000 of us there in about 6 weeks.
Wow.
And it wasn't that they weren't killing us. They weren't even inside the camp. But they controlled what was in the camp, and we got no medicine. We had malaria and we had dysentery. A lot of the dysentery was a result of the terribly unsanitary conditions under which people had been living.
Was the Red Cross at this time able to move into camps like this?
Not at that time. Ultimately, by December of 1942, we got Red Cross supplies, medicine, and food. And I remember what a drastic change that was. I remember keeping one of the ration reports. I don't know why I kept it so long, but it showed that that day 86 men had died in one day. A month after we had got the Red Cross medicine, we only lost two or three men in a month.
Hmm. What kept you going in prison, Tim?
Well, I don't know. Just stubbornness, I guess. I had never heard of a case where they killed everybody, so I decided that I was going to be one of those that survived.